Catchburn grazing is a grassland management practice for improving habitat for wildlife while still maintaining cattle production on the land. Chris Helzer is the Director of Science at the Nature Conservancy in Nebraska. He says grazing animals are instinctively attracted to a recently burned area. Regrowth of new grasses is very nutritious. One of the benefits of patchburn grazing is that it creates a variety of different habitat types.
You've got the area that's been burned recently that is pretty short. You've got an area that was burned, say, a year ago that's in a recovery phase, and you've got a really neat set of habitat structure where you've got broadleaf plants, wildflowers that are taking advantage of those grasses being weak. In areas that haven't been burned for quite a while, you've got kind of a tall, dense vegetation. So there's lots of different types of habitat for all kinds of different species.
Another benefit of patchburn grazing is that you can achieve the results you want without cross-fencing or moving livestock from paddock to paddock. Cattle will spend most of their time on recently burned portions of pasture and move themselves in response to new forage growth. Helzer says the burning can be done any time of year. You just have to have enough dead grass to carry the fire.
Once you get started, you just sort of adapt year to year, and if it seems like you need to burn more or less, you can do that or use higher or lower stocking rate. If you are already grazing, whatever stocking rate has been working before will probably work with patchburn grazing. If you haven't ever grazed, then it's probably good to talk to somebody like the Natural Resources Conservation Service for advice on stocking rates.
Learn more about patchburn grazing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Helene making landfall in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. The storm being blamed for at least 6 deaths in the south. In Tampa, there have been at least 87 rescues. Mayor Jan Kester.
Throughout our downtown area, I was just driving down there, and there's a great deal of damage from the flooding. Barricades moved, construction trailers moved, and those were just the things that I saw in a very short drive.
Downgraded to a tropical storm, the deadly storm's moving quickly inland up through Georgia and the Carolinas, more than a million customers without power this morning. New York Mayor Eric Adams said to be arraigned today. The federal corruption charges related to the mayor receiving favors from the Turkish government. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Arizona today, visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. Israel launched new airstrikes in Lebanon, killing a senior Hezbollah commander. Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected a ceasefire plan. He speaks at the U.N. today. This is ABC News. Work. A new fallout from the immigration uproar in Springfield, Ohio. ABC News learning city officials have refused to take a call from Senator J.D. Vance after the Republican vice presidential candidate spread unfounded claims about Haitian migrants eating residents' cats and dogs. A legal battle looming over who owns the baseball from Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani's historic 50-50 home run. Details from ABC's Andrew Dimber.
In the moments after that hit, frantic fans dove across their seats to score the souvenir ball, with Chris Belansky seemingly taking the prize. But now Max Matus is claiming Belansky forcibly ripped the ball out of his hand and that it legally belongs to him. Belansky is already set to auction off the ball. A judge ruled yesterday the auction can move ahead, but they can't finalize the sale until after Matus gets the chance to make his case.
The New York Yankees winning the American League East for the 21st time in franchise history. Apart from Helene, weather in the rest of the U.S. mostly clear. In the Southwest, record heat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Summertime in September will continue all weekend long today. Mostly sunny, our high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, low of 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, 82. Sunday, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 81. Make your barbecue extra yummy with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney is facing a complaint with the Wisconsin Elections Commission for moving the city's ballot drop box. Former Milwaukee Elections Commission head Claire Woodall Vogue says Dinney should have left the box where it was. Dinney claims he brought the box into his office because it wasn't anchored to the ground. Drunk driving charges against a Milwaukee woman in a fatal hit and run. The medical examiner's office reports 34-year-old Stephanie Sykes was speeding at approximately 80 miles per hour prior to striking and killing 20-year-old Talise Dunsmore and injuring her 23-year-old sister Delisha Dunsmore last Saturday night. And flags are at half staff around Wisconsin today to honor U.S. Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie, who was killed in the Second World War. The Racine native was shot down during a bombing mission over Germany in late 1944. His remains weren't positively identified until last December. Bodie's burial is today in Racine.
Donald Trump's back, and he's out for control.
I would have every right to go after them.
Complete control.
I will wield that power very aggressively.
And he has a plan to get it.
Detailed plans for exactly what our movement will do.
It's called Project 2025, a 922-page blueprint to make Donald Trump the most powerful president ever. Overhauling the Department of Justice, giving Trump the unchecked power to seek vengeance, eliminating the Department of Education, and defunding K-12 schools, requiring the government to monitor women's pregnancies. And Trump has also proposed severe cuts to Medicare and Social Security. Those are Donald Trump's plans.
Well, revenge does take time, I will say that. And sometimes revenge can be justified.
He'll take control, we'll pay the price.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message. Paid for by Harris for President.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Hikey Pharmacy, downtown Durand, NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Durand residents will be allowed to have chickens after the city council passed an ordinance this week. The council passed the ordinance after realizing there was no ordinance allowing the housing of chickens in the city. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the ordinance will allow up to 4 chickens per homeowner.
But the ordinance that was passed last night, basically 4 chickens maximum per residence. There can be no roosters. They seem to make a lot of noise and so on, and that they also must be in enclosures and so on and so forth.
Homeowners, however, will have to have any chickens processed at a butcher or outside of city limits. Nonprofits in Pepin and Dunn counties are eligible to apply for a grant of up to $2,500 through the United Way. Yesterday, the United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys announced the availability of the grants for area nonprofits. The United Way said grants will be given to organizations whose work aligns with their goal of increasing individual and family well-being. Nonprofits have until October 18th to apply for the Community Impact Grants, and grant awards will be announced November 20th. Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services dedicated the Trenton Solar Farm at Trutman Field on September 19th. The ribbon-cutting ceremony marked the official launch of the project, developed in partnership with the National Association of State Energy Officials, the Office of Energy Innovation through the Wisconsin Public Service Commission, and WestCap. The project is expected to generate 2 megawatts of power. That's enough to supply over 500 homes with electricity annually. A judge is ordering former Minnesota State Trooper Shane Roper to report for booking in Olmsted County. Roper was arraigned last month on charges connected to a deadly May crash in Rochester. The judge noted in yesterday's order that the court had failed to order Roper to report for booking after the August 29th hearing. Roper pled not guilty to 9 charges, including second-degree manslaughter and criminal vehicular homicide. Roper has been given 2 weeks to comply with the court order. Wisconsin's largest business group says the overwhelming majority of businesses in the state are suffering because of higher health care costs. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce yesterday released the results of its latest survey. 44% of businesses in the state reported their health care costs increased more than 10% over the last year, while another 41% said their costs jumped up 10%. WMC's Rachel Verveldi said over 50% of companies in the state say their health care costs are higher than in other states. Overall, 69% of businesses in Wisconsin say they've been affected by the higher health care costs. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Heike Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Heike Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare, so Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Heike Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durand or call them at 715-672-5202. Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durand.
A new state program can assist owners of older homes in Wisconsin. The More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program can help pay for critical repairs and improvements that increase energy efficiency, safety, and security. It provides low-interest loans between $5,000 and $50,000 to owners of homes more than 40 years old. Loans can be used for structural repairs and updates to things like roofing, insulation, plumbing, electrical, and heating and air conditioning. The new program is the fourth and final program to emerge from the $525 million housing legislation signed into law by Governor Evers last year. There are a lot of requests for more in Governor Evers' new state budget. The Institute for Reforming Government took a look at Evers' proposed two-year spending plan and found billions of dollars in new requests. The largest, $4 billion, comes from the Department of Health Services. That money is tied to a proposed Medicaid expansion that the governor's office said would bring in billions more from Washington. The University of Wisconsin's asking for nearly $1 billion more from the state, and the IRG says the Department of Corrections wants $500 million more. The governor has requested billions of dollars more in each of his previous state budgets, only to have Republican lawmakers deny the requests. A study by the Better Business Bureau shows investment scams are on the rise again in Wisconsin. Wisconsin BBB spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says these scams have overtaken online shopping scams in complaints filed. Schiller says victims can lose large sums of money because they're hoping to win big. Anyone trying to offer you a fantastic chance to get in on a new business or a new sure thing for your portfolio is likely just trying to scam you. If it sounds too good to be true, as always, it usually is. Wausau's mayor says the city's ballot drop box is safe, but not available. Mayor Doug Denny on Sunday removed the city's ballot drop box from the front of City Hall. Denny said he didn't do anything wrong because he's the mayor and he's allowed to move the drop box. It remains to be seen if that's the case, but Denny's defending his decision. He says he's a member of the city staff and his decision to move the ballot drop box is now different than if a maintenance man moved it. Wisconsin Supreme Court earlier this year said ballot drop boxes can be used in the November election, but
not require them to be used. It's not clear if Denny acted on his own or if he has support from from Wausau's city council. Wausau City Clerk, who's in charge of the ballot drop box, has not yet said anything about the mayor's decision. Minnesota's attorney general is suing a Florida real estate company for allegedly taking advantage of homeowners with unfair and confusing contracts. Attorney General Keith Ellison says MV Realty violated Minnesota consumer protection laws over 500 times since 2020. The company allegedly promised homeowners cash payments in advance in exchange for a promise to use MV Realty if they sold their home. The attorney general said the company disguised the unfair terms in the contract and regularly sued homeowners for early termination fees that are illegal under Minnesota law. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant.
A homeowner in Wisconsin is finding out that sometimes people just have to have their pasta. A woman was arrested late Monday in Madison for allegedly breaking into a home and cooking herself a shrimp and pasta dinner. The homeowner called police saying she was startled seeing someone walking around inside her home. The suspect, identified as Joanna Lee, answered the door when officers knocked and claimed to have permission to be in the house. The homeowner said she's never met the woman before. Lee is now in jail facing burglary charges. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time, Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Duran.
The Minnesota Twins are nearing elimination from the playoffs following an 8-6, 13-inning loss to Miami last night. The Twins gave up three runs in the top of the 13th during the loss. The Twins are now three games back of Kansas City and Detroit for the final AL wildcard spot. Pablo Lopez starts for Minnesota against the Orioles tonight. The Minnesota Gophers go for the upset when they visit number 12 Michigan at Michigan Stadium tomorrow. The Gophers are coming off a 31-14 loss to Iowa last weekend. The Gophers haven't won in Ann Arbor since 2005. Sunday's game kicks off at 11. The Minnesota Lynx tip off the WNBA semifinals when they host the Connecticut Sun at the Target Center Sunday. The Lynx just swept the Phoenix Mercury in the first round of the playoffs earlier this week. Game one of the best-of-five series tips off at 7:30. High school volleyball yesterday on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store from the Darrellin Conference. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran defeated Melrose Spindoro 3-0. Augusta over Osseo Fairchild 3-1. Pepinelma over Whitehall by a score of 3-1. High school football tonight on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand, Arkansas will be hosting Spectrum. This is a replacement game
for the Osseo Fairchild game. You'll be able to hear that game here on WRDN with the AdventHealth Panther preview at 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Other Clover Belt games include Elk Mound at Fall Creek, Regis travels to Mondovi, Stanley Boyd hosting Nielsville Granton. Dareland Conference football tonight, Melrose Mindoro is at Pepinelma, Blair Taylor plays at Cochran Fountain City, Oliva Strum hosting Augusta Whitehall at Independence Skilmington, Dunn St. Croix Conference football, Clear Lake at Boyceville, Cadott hosting Spring Valley, Glenwood City at Colfax, Elmwood Plum City travels to Turtle Lake, and in the Middle Border Conference, Osceola at Amory, Altoona travels to Baldwin Woodville, St. Croix Central is hosting Prescott, Ellsworth is at Somerset. Again, we have Durand, Arkansas hosting Spectrum in boys football tonight. Our coverage begins at 6:45 here on WRDN.
And Doug. Customize and save hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual. After that, you can also save me, as I'm currently hanging from the edge of a cliff. To recap, number one, customize and save. Number two, time allowing, save me.
Shoulders separating!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
John Legend here. How do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Ask your healthcare provider and book at VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the power, performance, and reliability of a new SuperStart battery. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta 8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand, or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Wisconsin basketball standout and Colder native Joe Wolf died of a heart attack at the age of 59. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Wolf both played and coached for the Bucks. He was the 13th pick in the 1987 NBA draft by the Clippers. He played for 9 teams across 11 NBA seasons and led Kohler High School to 3 state titles. Longtime Bucks great Junior Bridgman becoming a significant minority owner of the team this week. The official announcement came yesterday at the team's training center. Bridgman spent 10 seasons with the Bucks and had his jersey number 2 retired by the team in 1988. And co-owner Jimmy Haslam said they couldn't have found a better choice.
He's number 1, and I can't think who would be number 2. I mean, I'll just reiterate. Former star player, face of the franchise, successful business person, great character. That's what you're looking for. And the fact that he understands this community really better than Wes, Jamie, and Mike and I do, because he's been here, played here, lived here. As you heard, he started his business career here. His kids were here. I started by saying you can't understand or underestimate how big a moment this is for the franchise.
Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2 to take 2-3 in that series. Aaron Civale got the win after pitching 6 scoreless innings. The Brewers finished with 46 road victories and 15 road series wins. They'll close out at home, starting with the first of 3 against the Mets tonight. 2 more Major League teams clinching division titles yesterday. The Dodgers won the National League West for the 11th time in the last 12 seasons. And the American League East belongs to the Yankees for the 24th time. Packers get one more practice in later this afternoon before taking on the Vikings in a noon kick on Sunday. Week 4 of the NFL season kicked off last night. The Cowboys beat the Giants 20-15. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Check it out, the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence. At Verizon, you can get it when you trade in any phone from one of their top brands.
Any?
Any.
Even if it's 4 years old?
Yeah.
Even if it's 4 years old and I drop it on the sidewalk?
Yep.
Even if it's 4 years old and I drop it on the sidewalk, then a scooter runs it over, so now it's not just old and cracked, but shattered?
With Verizon, the answer is always yes. New and existing customers can trade in any phone from one of our top brands in any condition for the new iPhone 16 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate. Trade-in terms apply. See Verizon.com for details. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
John Legend here. How do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Ask your healthcare provider and book at VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs low 80s. We'll have light winds becoming north at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs mid-80s. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, highs low 80s. Do have some areas of fog still across the region this morning. Ogallee, Pepin, Lake City 52, Plum City 51, Nelson 50, Wabasha 49, Mondovi 48. Here at WRDN, we have some of that fog and 55 with Brooks and Dunn. And only in America, it's 725.
Thank you.
was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
So much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around, up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old Round Bell River Valley back roads, way back in the hollow where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Did you miss town? Settling down out here on the outskirts. If I'd have had a lick of damn sense, I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house, we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet, we're about to add on. Smiling out there, watching them. Big old yellow bug, it's about to break ground. While you're shooting all my baby names down. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old Round Bell River Valley back roads, way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Did you miss town? Settling down out here on the outskirts. I'm over all these Saturday nights. I miss the stars in your eyes. We were gonna give
couple babies, raise them up right. Take them to the river, get them baptized. Back in our day, if I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. God almighty, baby, we were that close to ditching uptown, putting roots down. Out here on the outskirts,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Sam Hunt Outskirts 735. I'm Brian Winnikins and good morning. Happy Friday. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. Also, during the 9 o'clock hour, we will wrap up our spotlight with Valamo Farms all this week, and that's compliments to dairy farmers of Wisconsin. Do that at 9:10 or so this morning as well. Later on tonight, high school football as Durand, Arkansas, playing Spectrum. This is a replacement game. They were supposed to play Osseo Fairchild tonight. That, of course, not happening, so they automatically win that game. This is a replacement game. We'll have that game for you here on WRDN with the Advent Health Panther preview at 6:45. Kickoff 7 o'clock. We'll also have it on our video streaming service at our website at realcountry1430.com on the live streaming page, the video streaming page. That's compliments of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, and we'll even have it on NTEC Channel 99 as well, because we're here at home, and so I know everything that's here and don't have to have worries about, you know, is there internet, will it be raining, that sort of thing, and I have to sit out, I don't have to sit outside and all that good stuff, so we'll have it all on the video stream as well. Did you see some of the weather from last night with the Hurricane Helene coming in? Wow. Glad I don't live in Florida or Georgia or Tennessee or any of those areas, because wow, they are still getting hit pretty hard, even though the storm has been downgraded. But lots and lots of rain with all of that causing all kinds of flooding and some other issues as well in the southeastern portion of the United States. For us, well, we're not going to see any rain. It's just going to, the weather you've been seeing in the last few days, what you see is what you get. We'll have details with our forecast coming up.
Enjoy a taste of fall with The Cottage this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Find fall and winter apparel, delicious country home creation dips, and yummy barmaid cocktail infusions for your fall celebrations. The Cottage will be open Thursday from 9 to 5, Friday from 8 to 4, and Saturday from 8:30 to 1. Celebrate the fall season during the Taste of Fall this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at The Cottage Floral and Gift Shop, downtown Durand.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers, steak fajitas, or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about? No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're going to be the MVP. Together, we bring more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs low 80s, light winds becoming north at around 5. Tonight, clear lows mid-50s, tomorrow sunshine, highs mid-80s, Sunday sunshine, highs low 80s. Currently across the region, still have some areas of fog, but the sun's starting to break through. Ogallia, Pepin, and Lake City 52, Plum City 51, Nelson 50, Wabasha 49, Mondovi 48. Here at WRDN, starting to see some of that sunshine 59 now with Luke Bryan and played again. It's 7:39.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup, talking over the speakers in the back of that truck. She jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out. And she gave me a kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again. Just one more time. But a little while later, we were sitting in the drive in my truck. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool, AM, FM, XM tune. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night. Was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night kiss, and I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. The next Friday night, we were sitting out under the stars. You should have seen when I broke out my guitar. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. Yeah, play it again, play it again, play it again. Somebody play it again, play it again, play it again.
Start every day with a smile on my face and the feel of a kiss on my lips. When the world plays too rough, I can find a healing touch. Life's never been better than this.
That's what I get for loving you. Heaven's right. A dream that is real and a heart that beats true. That's what I get for loving you.
There was a time I walked outside the lines. I only thought of myself. Then you set me down.
turn my head around. Now I put you before everything else. That's what I get for loving you. Heaven's right here in my hands. A dream that is real and a heart that beats true. That's what I get for loving you. Love is a feeling I never knew.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Silver wings shining in the sunlight. Roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Don't leave me, I cried. Don't take that airplane ride. But you locked me out of your mind and left me standing here behind. Silver wings shining in the sunlight. Roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Sunlight, roaring engine, headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings, slowly fading out of sight.
Fading out of sight. We drove right past. that no trespassing sign. We sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up. And I thought, man, ain't this some shit. Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell, and you were so innocent, but you were stealing my heart. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. Man, they weren't playing. They sure threw those cuffs on quick. You tried to sweet talk them. They didn't fall for it, but I did. You were on the left, I was on the right. I knew you didn't smoke when you asked him for a light. And I laughed, he got mad and slammed the door. Swear your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell. You were so innocent, but you were stealing my heart. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. By the time they let us go, I was so ready to go. There was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. Thinking you were crazy as hell. You were so innocent, but you were stealing my heart. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. Oh. And side by side and locked in tight, they were taking their time and waited in mind. We talked and we laughed, we sat around.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Keith Urban Cop Car 753. I'm Brian Winnikins. Just a reminder, Mondovi Fireman's Fall Festival coming up Saturday. That's tomorrow at Barn Again Lodge. Doors open up at 1. Food, refreshments, and raffles all available. The Bennett Valley Gray Band will be performing from 3 to 5 p.m. and from 6 until 8 p.m. Well, there's something to be said about having a pilot with lots of experience. Of course, we saw that with Captain Sully when he landed that jet right on the Hudson and everybody survived. I'm all for computers and all that, but there's still something to be said about a life that computers could never have done what Captain Sully did. Well, a pilot making his very last flight before retiring put his 46 years of experience to the test when the plane suffered a malfunction to the landing gear as it was approaching the Anchorage, Alaska. Officials said Doug Ferguson went through the entire landing checklist on Tuesday and had to fly over the Ted Stevens Airport. Ground crew, tell me, what do you see here? There's something wrong. Yeah, you do not have landing gear. What? That's not a good thing, because there's no such thing as a landing when you're flying a plane. It's a controlled crash. Well, he had to warn his passengers aboard the plane that the landing, well, it's good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Our landing is going to be bumpy, just a bit. But he brought the plane safely down. Airport officials say Ferguson's skilled handling of the emergency avoided a more serious outcome. Again, doubtful if the computers could have been able to handle it, and most likely would have been like, oh, we have to shut everything down here to restart.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chentfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
I'm Dr. Lowell Steen, Chief of Cardiology at Loyola University Medical Center, with Ira Antelis, founder of 120 Life, a drink that supports healthy blood pressure.
It's great to be here, literally. Because I almost wasn't. 5 years ago, I got a terrifying warning from my doctor that my blood pressure was off the charts.
That must have really shaken you.
It did, but I knew there had to be a natural way to lower my blood pressure. So I developed 120 Life, a juice blend to help lower blood pressure.
How much did your blood pressure drop?
In 2 weeks, it dropped 30 points.
That's remarkable. And no side effects?
None. It's all natural superfruits and key minerals, and it's helped thousands of customers lower their blood pressure.
Where can you get 120 Life?
Just go to 120life.com, that's 120life.com, and use the code JUICE for 15% off. If your numbers don't improve, I'll send your money back.
So you really have nothing to lose. Take control of your blood pressure today by visiting 120life.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around, and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, cause for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave.